joining us to break all this down, and I think differ with it, or at least say what he's going to do as a union leader, is Bill Hamilton. He's now, this is going to take up the whole interview. He's the president of the Pennsylvania Conference of Teamsters, representing 96,000 Teamsters in the Pennsylvania area. President, Joint Council 53, Eastern Pennsylvania, South Jersey. President of Local 105 in Philadelphia and the International Eastern Region Vice President since 2008.
107 there.
Yes, 107. Storied a union here in the Philadelphia area. If you've lived here, you know 107. Let's go to President Bill Hamilton. President Hamilton, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Well, Bill, the first thing, and you have more time here than with the Inquirer, the first thing you put in the paper is you don't seem to think, if this is accurate, that the results are true, at least of some of the local unions, 107 being one of them.
Yeah, my comments were not misquoted, but not entirely accurate. What I said and what the meaning of my words were was that it's not totally representative of where our local is, because we have another poll to compare with. When it's sort of like, I have to walk you through this if you have a minute.
Sure.
When President O'Brien endeavored to do this, we did it on a local by local basis across the whole country. We brought in our members to a union meeting at a union hall where we had secret ballot tables set up. We had an open dialogue for an hour before they needed to vote, pros and cons. And we certainly have quite a few Trump people there that were supporting Donald Trump. And we welcome our members from both sides of the aisle. However, I mean, when that poll was conducted, that poll was more people participated, Tom, than the other poll by far. And it came out about 8% for Biden at our local, and nationally it came out that way also. The difference is that nobody expected President Biden to step down as quickly, and it took us all by surprise, quite frankly. And it left us in a quandary of, well, geez, we have this data that we have nationwide that isn't accurate anymore because he no longer is running. So it's not representative of maybe what the members' wishes were. When we did this QR code, a lot of our members, I just had a union meeting in September with our members that came back from, we don't have meetings during the summer, but a lot of them indicated to me that they didn't get the QR code, they didn't understand it, they didn't know they had to vote on it. So it may have not been communicated as well as the first round, because we got to actually tell the members what they needed to do.
Bill, I got the point. In the interest of this, though, is there any doubt, though, that a lot of your members, and I think it's relatively accurate here, support Trump? You say we're going to have to educate them that Trump is a good union guy. He's not. Could it be something more? Could it be that these people are turned off by how far left the Democrat Party, particularly Kamala Harris, have gone?
Totally possible. And only, you have to understand, Dom, only 2% of the people nationally even responded to this QR code. And what our members have to be told is, I was part of the interview process for President Biden, for former President Trump, and for Harris. I sat in the same room, asked questions, and The answers that Biden gave were terrific. He's been great for unions. When former President Trump came in, I thought he was very evasive. He wouldn't answer questions on the PRO Act, which is near and dear to our hearts. It's an act that's being supported by quite frankly Republicans and Democrats. Locally, we have Republicans here, Mr. Fitzpatrick, who's a good friend of labor, and he's a Republican, that support that. The PRO Act is merely guaranteeing union membership.
All right. Well, Bill, could it be, though, all that, in particularly against Biden, the quintessential union guy, we all know that they are voting on other issues. Again, they're voting. I see your members, a lot of them, as patriotic Americans, and I don't see the Democrat Party as being in large portions of it in step with that. Do you still see this as the Democrat Party you came up in?
No, I don't think it's the Democratic Party I came up in. I don't think the Republican Party is either. I think everybody has gone far left and far right, and the middle has almost disappeared. I'm not a big proponent of when you say patriotism. I served our country for 2.5 years in Vietnam. I take offense to some of Trump's comments about the military service and denigrating our veterans, which many of them are our members. They don't take kindly to being called suckers.
Wait a minute, Bill. Now, I don't want to get down into the memory hole here. If we do more of an interview, that is greatly in dispute. And we recognize your service certainly here. I'm talking about issues, though. Your members face like inflation.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And illegal immigration. What are your thoughts that they might see Trump as much more of the answer, particularly than Vice President Harris?
Well, I certainly think that the immigration issue is something that everybody is concerned with. Our members are concerned about it. It hasn't had a direct impact here in Pennsylvania, like in many other states, as much. But I do believe that there's a bipartisan answer to it that, quite frankly, both sides are choosing to ignore. And I think it is an issue. I think it needs to be addressed. And I think that's an issue that sure all our members care about. I think it's an important issue.
And you don't think this could be a reason why they support Trump? How about inflation? I mean, your members are well-paid, union jobs here in Philadelphia, but they're middle class, and the middle class is being crushed, and the crush is from Bidenomics. And I would argue with you, Bill, that maybe Kamala Harris doesn't have the union cred that Joe Biden had, that maybe he could get away with it. She can't. And that's why they support Trump, to get a handle on this.
Well, let me just say one thing about inflation and the impact it has on our union members. It has the same impact on every family, I'm sure. But in many of our contracts, in our national contracts, we have a cost of living allowance built in. So if inflation goes up 7%, their wages go up 7%. So we keep in tune with inflation. Now, I'm not saying that puts them in a better spot. That's just keeping their head above water like everybody else. But at the end of the day, I'm concerned about inflation. I'm also concerned about some of the comments that get made during campaigns on both sides. And I don't think that our members totally grasp some of the things that are being proposed, like tariffs on all goods coming in. I don't know how that fixes inflation. I don't know how that lowers the cost of things. Many economists will argue that that is just the opposite of what we should be doing. We shouldn't be putting tariffs on everything that comes into the country. We should limit the tariffs to where they're effective, because it's only going to raise the price of goods.
I would argue that's what Trump ultimately is going to do on this. How about the issue, Bill? Are you in the camp that says Democrats ought to continue to say that Trump is Hitler-like and Trump is going to destroy democracy in the country if reelected?
I don't believe anybody is Hitler-like. I think that that word is totally taken out of context and misused and should not be used. That comparing anybody to Hitler is offensive to me, and it should be to any other red-blooded American. That is totally not the way I would frame any presidential candidate. And sometimes the media is our biggest enemy on both sides, that they don't clearly tell a picture, and it disturbs me when I read rhetoric that like that. That's not what we're about, and I certainly don't agree with that.
Well, that's very good to hear. What are your thoughts? Now, I realize he's the head of the union, but I think Sean O'Brien has done a great favor here in that he went to speak at the RNC, reaching out, and then he didn't endorse or come up with anything or your internal stuff here, but he did release the national poll so that people had a sense, at least one sense, of how union members are feeling. What are your thoughts on what he's done?
I think he's done a fabulous job, and the mere fact that he would conduct this poll shows the courage of his convictions and release it. He didn't have to release this, and he had a lot of pressure not to release it. But he stood up, and I got to tell you, it was so refreshing to see him speak at the Republican National Convention and be invited there. And his message was really a clear one. It was for working American families, and it was not a Republican or a Democratic speech. It was a speech to the working people of the country and the corporations that mistreat them. And I don't think people like Elon Musk liked the speech too much, but I thought it went well, and I thought he served the membership well by doing that and showing that we're a union of both parties.
Well, Bill, I'm very glad you came on. I hope it's the first of many times here. So your message again to Local 107 or the 96,000 Teamsters, in the way that you told the Inquirer, you said, we have to tell them the truth. We have to dispel all this social media nonsense that Trump is a good union guy. That seems to indicate you think that's where they're getting their feeling about Trump. It's not from some of the things that you and I just talked about.
Well, As I said, Dom, my members elected me to lead and tell them the truth. And up to this point in time, Trump hasn't been good for unions. He hasn't been good for us. He refused to pass the Pension Protection Act when he had the chance and left it to Biden to do, who actually bailed out a lot of the union pension funds. Now, some people on the other side might say, well, why should we be bailing out pension funds? Well, we bail out the stock market. We bail out companies and banks all the time. This would have collapsed a lot of American families, and it would have cost the government.
Bill, let me ask, how do you think your membership would ask? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
They would answer me, yes.
They would?
Yes.
And do you think that's because they're union members versus the rest of us?
I think it's because... yes, that's part of it, because we have built in language to the contracts that they will not suffer in bad times, that if inflation goes up, their wages go up with it.
All right. Well, Bill, thank you very much. Very glad you came on. Stay in touch with Henry. We have something else. We'd love to have you back.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill Hamilton.